meanwhile, back in the States.
Al here, WFMU East Orange. Little summer surf sounds there. Dick Dale, Mr. Eliminator. The Jestics did Rockin' Fury. The Rumblers and Destruction. The Challengers did Banzai Washout. And we opened up with the Safaris, Point Panic. Miss Sally's here.
Banzai, hi-ho.
I see my glasses have not turned up, huh?
No.
It's amazing. I can walk in here every week and lose my glasses.
You know, that'd be a good video game. Hound's glasses.
Anyway, there's obviously nobody listening today between the Knicks game, which starts in like 15 minutes, and the weather and the holiday. So we're just going to really not do anything. We're just going to sit here and cough phlegm into the microphone and go look for my glasses. But we do have a pile of scratchy 45s over here, and we got a soul caboose, and we'll get the request items out of the way, even though the people who requested them ain't going to be listening. And we got tickets for Sleepy LaBeef to give away for next Friday, and we got
Beefy LaSleep,
Knuckleheads in the News, and a Vomp Set, and I don't know what else. I don't know. Let's just get to it. We got one here, request item here on the satellite label, Baby Huey and the Babysitters.
Monkey Man!
Comes on like Godzilla.
Yeah.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Sun goes down. I get with my potted and begin to clown. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
Why you so high?
Oh, no, I ain't, baby.
Why you so high?
Oh! wrong, woman? What's wrong with you?
So
now look at you, calling me high. You drop yourself. Oh, no. Came home last night, all lurched. Baby began to fuss. Say, honey, hush. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, no, woman, I just told you once.
But you're so high.
I haven't had a drop, baby.
But you're so high.
Oh, no, woman, I ain't drunk. You done the right thing. I want to thank you, too. Let's have a little nip. Just me and you. I don't care what the people thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
No, woman, I ain't high.
But you're so high.
I don't believe you know when I'm high, baby. I ain't high now.
But you're so high.
I haven't had a drop, baby. Just a little drink. No. I want to pat you, baby, before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night and drink some more. I don't care what the people's thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, no, baby, I ain't high at all.
But you're so high.
Oh, no, honey, I ain't high.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
So the Hound, WFMU, he's starring Lonnie the Cat there. I ain't drunk. Ike Turner's back there on guitar on that one somewhere. Jody Reynolds by request, The Fire of Love. Al Casey playing guitar on that one. The Rivingtons also by request, Mama Uma Mau Mau. These are all request items except the Lonnie the Cat record. Alan Page, Oh Baby, died 2 weeks ago of a heart attack. And it was written by my pal Cordell Jackson, who's making a movie. Cordell's got a starring in some movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I forgot what it's called. But more about it as it happens. And we open up with Baby Huey and the Babysitters, Monkey Man.
It's
got to
be bigger than Cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what do we got to announce today? Where are my idiotic friends playing this week? Oh, Adam Roth at Sinead tonight, and at Patty O'Reilly's tomorrow. The Senders at the Continental Divide tonight. Simon and the Bar-Sinisters, Nightingales tonight. And Sleepy LaBeef, Maxwell's, Friday with Simon and the Bar-Sinisters. We got tickets for that to give away.
And Mary Lee Fortis at Life is Art Cafe on Tuesday at 8:30.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Didn't know that. And that's our announcements. It's a Swissesi festival going on every day at Lincoln Center through the 20th. I don't know what's playing today. Tomorrow, I think today is a bad one. Alice doesn't live here anymore with something else. But there's good stuff coming up later in the week. I'll try to look it up for you. Anyway, should we proceed on to news desk?
Why not?
Well, why don't you draw first news while I try to find my laugh track?
Sex, unsafe at any speed, Washington. Sex in the front seat of a car parked on a quiet street ended in a three-car collision that injured seven and left one man in serious condition yesterday in the intensive care unit of a Washington hospital. Police rushed to the scene of the accident to find a dazed and drunken man and woman, both naked from the waist down, and the wreckage of three cars with several unconscious victims. Sounds like a weekend on Avenue A to me. Police said that one man and the woman were engaged in a sex act in the front seat of the Nissan on a quiet side street while they were parked, while an unnamed man sat in the back, probably with his eyes closed. The engine was running.
Of the same car?
Yes.
Waiting for his turn, I guess.
The engine was running, and the couple somehow managed to put it in gear, which sent the car hurtling into traffic on a main thoroughfare, slamming into one car. A third car, unable to stop, smashed into the first two.
Wow. Well, that's in Washington?
Yeah, that's a Memorial Day weekend keeper.
Politicos. Well, on a similar theme here, that is, impalement leading to accidents or vice versa. A schoolboy stunt ended in a near tragedy when a Bronx youth slipped while walking along the edge of a spike fence, impaling himself. I don't know why this always...
Impalement
stories always hit my sense of humor. Anyway, the incident occurred yesterday afternoon on the grounds of Christ the King Church at Marcy Place on the Grand Concourse up in the Bronx. Alan Arabello, age 11 of the Grand Concourse, who had been walking with his grandmother, decided to climb on the railing's edge and apparently slipped and fell. The fifth grader's right arm was pierced with a wrought iron fence right above the elbow, right through him. It took a bunch of firefighters and a blowtorch to cut right through the fence to get him out of there. Then they took him to Lincoln Hospital and had his... removed the spike from his arm.
So it wasn't the true definition of impalement.
Well, it didn't exactly. Well.
Although it was good enough for me.
It's a good enough impalement story for a holiday weekend. The Knicks are in the playoffs, and everybody's watching that, or they're at the beach. Anyway, let's get on with Hillbilly Hangover. We got one queued up here by Al Barkle. He's on that Sputnik.
Beep, beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep.
You're just a flying Sputnik, loading on that head. The way you fly about, he don't seem to care. But they look for you, you're not in view. You're having fun playing peek-a-boo. Lazy hearts may haste, don't love and race. And start your spinning round my heart. You're just a flying Sputnik, losing your speed. Unless you change your ways, how can you succeed? When you feel so far, we'll be getting low. Your heart becomes weak and the beat is slow. A lazy heart is made, join a loving race, and start your spinning round my heart. Just a flying Sputnik, losing your speed. Unless you change your ways, how can you succeed? Well, your fuel supply will be getting low. Your heart becomes weak and the beat is slow. A lazy heart is made, don't a loving race. And start your spinning round my heart.
That little green man come from, Wilbur? Have we been invaded from Mars?
Should be happy cause you're lucky. Should be happy cause you see. Baby, that I love you cause they don't come in droves like me. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm not downing nobody else. But sweet baby, can't you see? You just don't come in droves like me. Now I'm leaving town today. But sweetheart, I will not stay. The lovesick blues will set me free. You just don't come in droves like me. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm not downing nobody else. But sweet baby, can't you see? You just don't come in droves like me. Won't you set your heart for me? You just don't come in droves like me. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm not downing nobody else. But sweet baby, can't you see? You just don't come in droves like me. Because you like
lucky should be happy cause you see, baby, that I love you, cause they don't come in droves like me. I'm not bragging on myself, I'm not down in nobody else, baby, can't you see, they just don't come in droves like me. I'm not bragging on myself, I'm not down in nobody else, see, baby, can't you see, they just don't come in droves like me.
This is Sonny Burgess coming to you with the Hound from WFMU, East Orange 91.10 FM. Listen to them all the time. They're playing good records.
Make you feel tough, I'm a keeping all my love and I'm saving it all for you. Thinking about you and before it's done,
I'm on my way, it's on my way, honey, baby, that's what I do.
Well, I'm a one-woman man who goes by the book, not a two-time and daddy who make you feel tough. I'm keeping all my love and I'm saving it all for you.
You ungrateful children, I thought you liked snappy music.
Hey, Liza. Oh, Liza, little Liza, Jane.
Now, what did the hiccup say to the drink?
Little Liza Jane.
There ain't no crawdads in this lake.
Little Liza Jane.
Well, yonder come a man with a sack on his back.
Little Liza Jane.
He's got more crawdads than he can pack.
Little Liza Jane.
Sister will.
Little Liza Jane.
Now, what did the hen duck say to the drake?
Little Liza Jane.
No, there ain't no crawdads in that lake.
Little Liza Jane. Hey, little Liza. Oh, little Liza, little Liza Jane.
Shovel in my hand.
Little Liza Jane.
And I'm looking for a woman needs a working man.
Little Liza Jane.
Now, what did the hen duck say to the drake?
Little Liza Jane.
Well, there ain't no crawdads in this lake.
Little Liza Jane.
Meanwhile, back in his
day. Down here with today's Hillbilly Hangover. Sort of an optimistic-sounding Hillbilly Hangover, huh? Wasn't too good for people with a hangover. The Carlisles, the new Liza Jane. Pee Wee Trammin did Saving It All for You. Sonny Burgess, My Bucket's Got a Hole in It. Mac Banks did They Don't Come in Droves Like Me. We open up with Al Barkle, Sputnik number 2. On the Vita label. Don and Dewey started out on. Like there's a Vita... Be the doo-wop CD I got in the mail. I should play some of that later. It's on the Relic label. Good listening for you R&B fans. And I forgot to mention, we're going to have the world debut of the brand new Hazel Atkins record. It's called Look at That Caveman Go. And Hazel sort of found a... his sound is sort of getting somewhere out in Albert Island territory. It's as close to free jazz as anything I've ever heard. Anyway, Elvis is back in the news.
Caveman.
Yeah, Elvis is back in the news.
Wow, again?
Isn't that unusual?
I haven't seen him.
Officials in Elvis Presley's home county filed a lawsuit, this is in Nashville, demanding that the state launch a new investigation into Presley's death. We're attempting to send a signal that the county commission is serious about wanting a thorough investigation, said Bill Gibbons, the assistant at Shelby County attorney. Presley died, of course, in August 16th of 1977 at age 42. A death certificate issued the following October listed the cause of death as heart disease. But the Shelby County Commission has been pressing for an investigation since the 1991 book, The Death of Elvis, What Really Happened. Quoted doctors are saying Presley died of a drug overdose. Dr. Charles Harlan, the state chief medical examination, said there's no reason for a new investigation. What's the difference? He's dead. He's dead.
Examiner, yeah. What the?
Yeah, dig him up and stuff him and send him out on tour. I kind of hope that Elvis is...
I think the inside dirt, what is it like? It's infighting amongst those two who are want political power in Memphis.
Yeah,
well. What I've heard.
Shelby County. What do you say about that? Shelby County officials fighting amongst each other. I think if Elvis is still alive, though, I'd like to find him because I'd know what to do with him. Because he's already been declared dead. So what we'd do is we'd take Elvis and we'd make a snuff movie out of it. And that's what we should do. But I think they should just let him lay there. Should just dig up. What they should do is just try to dig up, like, some more good outtakes. Well, you know what I'd really love to see? There's been this rumor. In fact, Nick Hill told me he knew somebody who had a copy, but I don't know anybody who ever saw it, but there's supposed to be a tape of Elvis and Mary Tyler Moore having sex. If anybody out there has got it, give me a call here, 678-7743. I trade you the Chuck Berry porno tape or something good like that for it. Anyway, you got a new story, Miss Sally?
Yes, I do. A little blusher for the president. Washington again. A female TV reporter was asked by White House...
The president wears blush.
...aide to apply...
Bubba in blush.
Yes. I wonder if it's that desert tone or the rose beige.
He should go up with a black coal around his eyes like Keith Richards.
Yeah. Or maybe even a tear,
I think Roger
you know,
Clinton
because
goes
of what's
for that
happening.
One.
Okay. Where was I, Hound?
President putting on blush.
Okay, the newspaper said, blah, 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 that Nanette Hansen was to put on makeup on Clinton's face. Hansen reluctantly did so, but was so uncomfortable about the incident. That
the newscaster, you mean? Is that who the woman is? Like, wasn't she like, isn't she something
yes,
like
a
reporter?
Female TV reporter was asked by a White House aide to apply makeup to President Bill Clinton before she could interview him. That was the first sentence.
Second sentence. She was asked to put a condom on President Bubba.
Then we got into the blush. Okay. Anyway. Quote. Okay, Miss Hansen. I'm a big reporter who was assigned to a very big story. My job is to report the events of the day. The White House made me part of the story. So she's upset about this.
Would they ask Dan Rather to put eye makeup on the president?
No. The vice president...
Maybe.
Well, who knows what he'd have to do.
Wrinkle cream, at least. Some retin-A.
But anyway, the vice president of the news station said, quote, my only question to the Clinton handlers is, would they have asked my male anchor, Britt Hume, to put on the makeup? Oh, just what you said.
Jim Jensen, he would know how to put makeup on. He looks like he's got to cover up a whole lot of ruddy, you know, gin blossoms on his face.
Yeah, how about, who's my favorite? That one that has a really sleazy show. Richard Bay.
Richard Bay.
He might know how to put makeup on.
I don't think Richard... Can you believe that Richard Bay gets paid for that when he doesn't?
No,
I don't get
way.
Paid for what I do. Isn't that incredible?
I can't believe he gets paid. I can't believe the guy has a face. I can't, much less that he gets paid.
He makes Howard Stern look like a happening guy. Like an intelligent guy.
Anyway, this blush thing's not going to happen again.
No. I can't wait until they find... What reporter do you think they'll make put hemorrhoid cream on the president?
Maybe Jensen.
Anyway, we're going to do Blues Hangover. And, you know, I've been buying a lot of 45s lately. Some of the stuff I already had on albums or reissues, but I like having 45s. So I haven't really even played all these. So they all look like they're in good shape. Some of them might be... I haven't cleaned them either, so some of them might be a little noisy, but
wow.
So what?
So this
they're
is
all
this
good
is
records.
The first.
It's like a surface noise set.
Cool.
Sounds like... Just pretend like there's a lot of noise. Just pretend like there's bacon frying in your house. We got...
We'll fry some.
Kick it off with Memphis Slim. Matt Guitar Murphy's on this one.
I know my baby. Baby sure gonna dump me out. Well, I know my baby. The girl, she gonna jump and shout. When the train roll up and I come walking out, hold on, baby, I'll be home Monday. Hold on, baby, I'll be home Monday. But don't let nobody lead my little girl astray. Been gone, baby, but I'm coming back. Well, I've been gone, baby, but I'm coming back. Well, I've been gone so long, you know I don't know how to act. I'll be on my way. Well, bye-bye, baby, I guess I'll be on my way.
hope to find my baby somewhere, somehow, someday.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough. Gonna leave me this time. How much, God, baby, you'll never come back no more. Come back no more. Oh, I just can't see to save my life, baby. Darling, what kind of heart can you have in you? No, I just can't see what kind of heart. Little girl, what kind of heart can you have in you? Main thing I ask you to please don't do. That's the main thing you'll go ahead on. You'll go ahead on and do. My first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
There's one thing in this world I just can't stand, and that's being at the table with an ill-mannered man. If he's sitting at your left before you can eat a bite, he'll reach across your plate and know that ain't right. Now, I like to eat as well as any man, but there are some rules a fool should understand. When you've had one heifer and want an extra piece of cake, I'm telling everybody, don't reach across my plate. I was at a party last night over at Big Mary's. I can't reach across my plate, got his coat sleeve in my gravy. I didn't say a word, just looked him dead in the eye. He reached across my plate and cut him a piece of pie. Now, I don't care if you do it for a prank, and I don't care if you is had a drink, especially when I'm out and I'm with my date. Don't you go reaching across my plate. At a party last week, they were some high-class folk, and everything on the table, and that ain't no joke. Had barbecue, possum, rattlesnake, gravy, chicken fried skunk, smelled real crazy. Everything went fine, but one thing made me blue. A cat reached across my plate for some armadillo stew. Now, when you at the table, you act real nice. You said, pass me that, or pass me the rice. But just because you hungry and happen to come in late, don't you go reaching across my plate. Pass that turkey down this way, brother.
An all-American boy sings his way into your heart. You shook me, baby. You shook me all night long. You know you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long. On shaking me, darling. Oh, you messed up my happy home. You know you move me, baby, just like a hurricane. You know you move me, baby, just like a hurricane. Oh, you know you move me, darling, just like a earthquake move the land. Oh, sometime I wonder what my poor wife and child go to. Oh, sometime I wonder what my poor wife and child go to. Hey, don't you make me mistreat them, darling. Whoa, I'm madly in love with you. You know you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long.
Maestro, please. E-flat from the top.
Anime, what's on your mind? Oh, anime, what's on your mind? Gonna mess with you if you don't stop cheating mine. Walking down the road about 10:30, Annie in the door, she asked me in. Want me to clean her house, move her furniture around? She'd bake me a jelly roll, be nice and brown. Clean her house from the front to the back. Think all the corner never missed a crack. Promise me a kiss, a great big hug. Sweep down the stairs, beat a bedroom rug. Anime, what's on your mind? Oh, anime, what's on your mind? Gonna mess with you if you don't stop cheating tonight. All she needed was a handyman. Promised me when the work was through, have my way and do what I wanted to. Even if I finally said I was through, now besides what we gonna do. Gonna rock all night and have some gin. Said those words, a friend walked in. Anime, what's on your mind? Oh, anime, what's on your mind? Gonna mess with you if you don't stop cheating mine. Stop cheating line.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
This is the Hound that I'm driving. WFMU, East Orange, 91.1 on your blaster. That was Brownie McGee there, Anna May, on the Savoy label out of Newark, New Jersey. And Mickey Guitar Baker is playing on that one. Before that, we heard Muddy Waters, You Shook Me. Oscar T.V. Willis and the Heartbreakers, that's T.V. Slim there, Don't Reach Across My Plate. Lightning Hopkins did Please Don't Go Baby. And we opened up with Memphis Slim on the VJ label, The Comeback. It's today's Blues Hangover.
Good one.
Thank you. Let's go one more time through our what our useless friends are doing. Simon and the Bar Sinisters at Nightingales tonight. Adam Roth and the Blue Devils at Sinead tonight, and Patty O'Reilly's tomorrow night. The Senders at the Divide tonight. Mary Lee Cortez, Mrs. Roscoe, as we call her. Where is she playing?
Life is Art.
Right on my
Cafe
corner.
On Tuesday.
On my corner, but I've always been afraid to go in there. What a bizarre name for a joint, huh? Sleepy La Pork Friday at Maxwell's with Simon and the Bar Sinisters. So we'll be giving away some tickets for that in a little while. Robin Bird, Hound listeners, running for borough president. The cable TV porno queen, you know who I'm talking about?
I do, and I'm sure.
I hope she wins, because I think they need a Hound fan in the city council there. I mean, she's got to be better than Andy Stein. Anyway, she's trying to gather 5,000 signatures for...
New York, excuse me.
She's trying to gather the 5,000 signatures for her petition, so, you know, I think you guys should sign it. Everybody out there, sign it. That's all I have to say about that story.
If you can write your name, and if you haven't, can't practice hard.
See these new stamps that are coming out? When do they come out? Sometime June 6th, they'll be putting out, if you want to lick the back of Buddy Holly's head, or Bill Haley, Otis Redding, Dinah Washington, Clyde McFadder, Richie Valens, all getting their own stamps.
Neato.
And then in the fall...
Where's the Hound stamp?
I got to be dead first for 25 years.
I forgot.
I don't know, that can be arranged. But in the fall, I guess we get the Carter family, Hank Williams, and Roy Acuff. No, not Roy Acuff. I forgot who the fall is, but it's a bunch of country guys. The Carter family and Hank Williams both get stamps in the fall.
That's great.
Head lickers.
I like those space stamps they have right now. I think those are really nice.
Yeah. I'm glad we don't have a controversy over whether to use the old Bill Haley or the young Bill Haley. The old Bill Haley is drunk and on the beach in Mexico. You know, with a gun in his hand and a bottle in the other hand. You know, we're right over this story about the stamps in the Daily News. I just happened to be glancing at the Phantom of the Movies, which is definitely the coolest column in any major newspaper in America. I was never mind. I'll tell you later. I can't get this together. You got a news story, Miss Sally?
Well, I was perusing. I have one really gross one. Subway cops gag on urine-tainted juice. Two transit police officers were taken to the hospital last night. I guess this is in good old New York, after drinking fruit juice that may have contained urine.
Getting into golden showers, the NYPD. That won't hurt them none. It's supposed to be sterile, right?
They were drinking two bottles, and they noticed a foul taste, and they thought that it was urine for sure, so they took him to the hospital, but it's in the Transit Authority Laboratory for analysis now, so that should take a couple of years.
Yeah. It sure should. Let's see.
Should.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. You know, go to Blaze's over at Maxwell's tonight. I didn't know that. I'm just looking at the board here. There's a lot of other stuff I just don't seem to know. Vic Tayback's Rock and Roll Circus? What could that be? I don't think Vic Tayback is actually at CBGB's, but...
Maybe it's somebody's idea of a cool name for a group?
That's exactly what I think it is. I don't think it's Vic Tayback. What's going on FMU this week? It's announcements. I never read these things because there's never in any order. Here's a marathon update. Only 68% of the pledges have been paid, so if you haven't paid your pledges... You might want to do that. But by the way, they still haven't even started mailing out prizes yet. So if you didn't get your prize yet, that's because they didn't mail them out yet. Sea Monkeys are playing tomorrow.
Pledges, I guess.
The Sea Monkeys featuring Dave the Spaz. They're playing with the Chimpanzees and the Murmurs at Brownies tomorrow night.
Oh.
There's a lot of stuff going on there. Dave the Spaz. They do the Food Emporium theme.
On Sunday?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Ooh, how?
Tomorrow's one of those Saturday Sundays, you know? It's a three-day weekend. Oh, well, what else is happening here? Let's do Soul Caboose. I mean, I've been playing this one.
Soul Caboose.
I was really proud that I didn't have to buy the Stax box to get the Eddie Kirk, the Hog, down the 45.
How did you get it? Oh.
So, but now I got something even cooler. I got the follow-up to the Hog on the Fortune label, the Grunt. And since there'll never be a Fortune box, it's the only place where you're not going to hear this one on KCR, folks.
Do you want to do the Grunt too?
Yeah!
Do you want to do the Grunt too?
Yeah!
Let's get with it.
Hold me tight.
shotgun wedding. Cause your father got the gun, and there ain't no place to run. Shotgun wedding, and oh, yeah. Yes, I have for you, me, the baby makes three. Shotgun wedding. And oh, yeah. Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
In the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
I figured I would die.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Little soul caboose action there with Wilson Pickett and the Falcons, I Found a Love. Counting backwards, we heard Maxine Thomas, Rome Wasn't Built in a Day. Roy C. did Shotgun Wedding by request. Dee Dee Sharp, The Village of Love. And we opened up with Eddie Kirk and The Grunt. Anyhow, you know what I meant to tell you about what was in the Phantoms column was that there's a soundtrack for the movie Pussycat Kill Kill coming out on the on the Strange Love label sometime this summer, and also they just put out Beyond Valley of the Dolls on video cassette, which hasn't actually been available on video cassette, only in bootleg copies. It's quite a movie.
I think we have it over at the Notel Motel.
No doubt. Anyway, what else is going on? You got a new story there, Miss Sally, or should I grab one?
Well, I've got a couple. I don't know, you know, that I was looking at, but
I want to save the Mick Jagger for later, a little bit later anyway.
Okay.
Let's just do one quick news story.
Okay, three Mets fans catch crooks in their seats. This is a long story.
You mean buy the seats? Basically, just run it down real fast.
So I'm going to try to, do a synopsis. Three guys from South Dakota came here, got their car broken into, including all their Mets tickets, money, their clothes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So instead of giving up, they decided to play Sherlock Holmes, and they also got the game, the officials of the security officials at the Shea Stadium involved. And at the game, sure enough, the people who stole their stuff ended up in the seats. With wearing their clothes. They got nabbed immediately.
You think the NYPD would be smart enough to figure that out?
Right.
I guess
no,
not.
No, three guys from South Dakota figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is funny? They took their clothes off, the cook's clothes off right away, so they had to have something to put on them. So they put on the
Mets
orange...
Yeah. Daryl Strawberry's old one, I hope.
Yeah, the orange Shea Stadium vendor's clothes. So they got taken to jail in orange vendor's clothes.
Well, I'll reserve comment on that one. Anyway, we got 10 minutes to what may or may not be a vibe report.
Yeah, what's the vibe on the
I have no idea. We haven't had one in ages. It's been kind of quiet around here. But, what I want to do is I want to debut some of this new Hazel Atkins LP. In fact, this is quite a treat. This is Hazel's version of the Crusher. It's called Hammer Hunch. Check this out. Be in the stores next week.
This is a hit! Do the hammer lock. Do the hammer lock. If you ain't never done this kind of hunch, you ain't never been right, baby. Do the hammer hunch. Do the hammer hunch. Do you get up and go? My gosh, I can't take no more. You could keep this up, baby. Do the hammer lock. Yeah, do the hammer lock. Do the hunch. The hunch. The hunch. Do the hunch. Watch it. Hold it, baby. Don't do it.
fists up, baby. We ain't gonna last too long. Do the hammer, honey.
You're a psycho. All
right,
Take four.
Take five and give me my Thunderbird back.
Long nose, what's the word, boy?
What's the word?
Thunderbird. What's the prize?
30 twice. Play me a tune.
I'm going on and play for you.
Okay.
I'm going to blow two. Right now.
Play.
All right, here go.
Back in the jungle.
How near there. Red Prysock over there with the horn there and Thunderbird. Before that, we heard Hazel Atkins and the Hammer Hunch.
Wow.
Let's do one quick news story before we try to figure out if a vibe is coming. I mean, I know you all have been following this Mick Jagger. I think there's a new book about Mick Jagger, Jagger Unauthorized by Christopher Anderson, that they've been excerpting in the Daily News. And I know people are very shocked at this, but Mick Jagger had weird sex.
I think Mick Jagger's PR person is doing a great job.
No, this has nothing to do with Mick Jagger's PR person. This has to do with the book publisher's PR person.
Right,
I'm
but
sure.
Are you sure?
Definitely. But among all the hubbub, you know,
I'm sure they don't know each
all the
other.
Stuff you might know already. There's let's see. Eric and Mick Jagger. Which one you think got on top in that one? Huh? Who's the pusher? Who's the catcher? The Mick and Eric Clapton in bed together. Then there's, of course, Mika Nuriev. And Nuriev died of AIDS, so I guess we'll find out if that's true soon enough. The one I don't believe is Mick and Nuriev trying to pick up Geraldo Rivera. And that's pretty grotesque.
The two different versions of it are pretty good.
Well, the idea of anybody having sex with Geraldo Rivera is repulsive. David Bowie. I think everybody sort of knew about that one, but, you know, once again.
Joan Rivers scooped that one, huh?
John Lennon once caught Mick naked in bed with fellow Stone Keith Richards. I'm not sure about those two, you know, Lennon told Paul McCartney. But well, this is what I don't understand. What do these guys live in a dorm room? What the hell? How are they catching each other? They're all living in these giant castles. They're catching each other in bed with each other. I don't even. It doesn't make any sense. Princess Margaret.
He must have been really drunk.
I was going to say. You know, I don't know if I believe. Maybe it's just the. Let's see. There's a whole bunch of ones in here.
Madonna.
Yeah, who cares? I sort of find that. I mean, Mick once read The Golden Bough. I find that very hard to believe. Let's see. J. Edgar Hoover was alternately fascinated and repulsed by Mick Jagger. I sort of believe that. Yeah, you know, it's hard to know what to believe, but I'm sure he did all kinds of wild things. I'm sure nobody actually cares, but. You know, next thing they're going to do, they're going to tell us Elton John has had relationships with men, right?
Supposedly, he has nodes on his vocal cords, but no, the relationships with men hasn't broken yet.
Elton John, no, I was being facetious there. I think he's a bigger queen than Princess Margaret. Who else is in this Mick Jagger thing? I do know the other Stones call him Brenda, which I think he deserved that nickname. Brenda.
Is it our job to judge?
Yeah, it is my job to judge. Why not? What else is he doing?
No, I'm just, if we believe, if,
but the,
if,
the problem, the
if
thing
you
that,
believe it or not.
The thing I don't understand, the thing that really puts the doubts in my mind is the sources that this guy goes to in this book. I mean, he goes out, he interviews some, like all these incredibly pathetic characters, you know, like Marianne Faithfull and Angie Bowie, Geraldo Rivera. These are not exactly the most reliable sources a journalist could find. Oh, he had an intimate affair with the much older member of the British Parliament, Tom Tribberg, the famous Lord of the Spies, who later turned out to be revealed as a KGB operative.
Well, that must have been exciting.
Let's see, Patti LaBelle, she wrote a letter to the Daily News claiming that she didn't sleep with Mick Jagger. Carly Simon, she's repulsive. There's something about her. Linda Ronstadt, I hope before she got fat. Cornelia Guest. Let's see. Anybody else good in here? I don't know. I just think it's in the genes of these British guys. Once they hit a certain age, they just start going nelly. They can't. You know, like that. We were watching that little 60-minute segment on the Eton School, their most prestigious private school, and they got these kids. Instead of raising their hand, they have to go up and what do? They gently cup the teacher's balls in their hands or something to get their attention.
Well, they have to tug on their robe and.
I think they were tugging on their something else. Anyway, they do.
Well, they have to tug.
I'm so glad I'm an American. I mean, we're true animals over here, but we never get as silly as they do. Even the Mikey Jacksons and the Princes and all that, somehow they just seem more natural than those guys, those British guys. Anyway, what's our vibe report?
Well, hello.
I give him another 30 seconds. He hasn't been too reliable lately. What do we got in the vom set? All the stuff I've been forgetting to bring, like the good Richard Hell Neon Boys record that I was going to play last week. And I was going to play something for the anniversary of Lester Bangs' death 4 weeks ago, but I forgot that, and I brought that today. I had a request for Rocket from the Tombs and the Ramones, because I've been reading this Ramones book that arrived in the mail. It's not very good, but...
It's Ramone.
All right, let's just give up on the Vibe Report once again. Maybe forever. What do we got here? Let's hear from the... Here's our radio psych gag. I actually, after reading this Mick Jagger thing, I had to bring the picture sleeve to have you seen your mother, baby. And I'll hold that up
great.
To the microphone. It is. The Stones, let's see, the Stones, they're all in drag. Mick's got a blonde wig on there and little old lady glasses. The best one, though, is Bill Wyman in a wheelchair and with what do you got? A military nurse's dress on there. Keith looks very nice there.
Yeah, I like how with Keith with the head thrown back.
Yeah. But Mick looks the most natural in drag. Anyway, since I brought the picture sleeve to show our listeners, let's hear the record.
And action.
Yeah. remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Boy-girl companionship denied because their demands are too forceful, too full of danger. Their violence, their hunger is too apparent, too basic.
I just wanna be a movie.
still think John looks like Henry Kissinger did. Turn space figures over. Yeah, I'm leaving here now. Tonight! What? What's that? Look, you never drank about shut up. All right, I'll take it. I'm so sick of sleeping under that bomb. I just want to be a moment star.
Backroom binges to back alley rumbles, anything goes, as long as it's violent.
bombs. Ain't it fun when you've broken up everything you've ever done? And ain't it fun when you know that you're gonna die young?
Back in his
day. Long, noisy vom set there, ending it up with Rocket from the Tombs, Ain't It Fun? They sort of metamorphosized into Perubu and the Dead Boys at the same time. Well, that guy died, right? That's,
Sounds like an acid trip to me, baby.
I think it was more of love. I think it was more of like a booze and speed trip thing. Before that, Lester Bangs, I Just Want to Be a Movie Star from his, I don't know if they ever put out another album of his. That was Juke Savages on the Brazos, which came and went in about 2 seconds. The Ramones, I Don't Want to Be Learned, I Don't Want to Be Tamed, which I'd like to thank the FMU staff member who keeps switching the Volume 1 and Volume 2 Ramones CDs, because I keep trying to play Slug, and I keep getting that song.
Oh, yes.
The Neon Boys.
Warm, thank
Richard
you.
Richard Hell and Tom Verlaine's first band, High Heeled Wheels. We meant to play that last week. We saw Hell Reed this week. It was really good. Excellent. The Stones with Mick Brenda Jagger there. Have You Seen Your Mother, Baby? Because I'm wearing her underwear. And one quick one time through the renouncements. The Simon and the Bar Sinisters at Nightingales tonight. Adam Roth is at Shanae tonight. Tomorrow at Patty Riley's. The Senders are at the Divide tonight. Go to Blazes are at Maxwell's tonight. Dave the Spaz Abramson and the Sea Bunkies at Brownies tomorrow night. And Sleepy La Pork, Sleepy La Beef is at Maxwell's Friday with Simon and the Bar Sinisters. We're going to give away tickets for that in just a minute. Let's do a couple of more news stories. Sonny Bono is being stalked. Cub reporter Andy Schwartz sent this one in. Sonny Bono has filed a petition in California Superior Court seeking a restraining order against a homeless man who has asked him for money and threatened to kill him.
That happens
Don
to me.
Don Sugarcane Harris, maybe?
Every time I go to work.
A hearing has been scheduled for later this month on Bono's request for a court order mandating James Hamlin to stay at least 150 yards away from him and his family. The petition says Hamlin has been stalking Bono and sending him threatening letters since 1986. I don't know, Sonny. Maybe you should quit singing in U2. Go back to playing with Larry Williams and Don and Dewey.
Is he still some kind of official in that town?
Sonny Bono?
Yeah.
He's the mayor of Palm Springs, and he's a big shot in the Scientology world, and he's the lead singer of U2. Gene Simmons is back in the news. He jumped on stage with that crummy band Anthrax at the Grand Monday, and they're talking about listen to this, Kiss Alive 3 is being released this week. I mean, the kids who are buying Kiss albums now weren't even born when Kiss Alive came out. I was barely born when Kiss Alive came out, the first one. A spokesperson for the group said that they have Garth Brooks, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Nine Inch Nails, and Joan Jett are all going to record on an album of Kiss songs. What is Garth Brooks going to do, Beth?
Scintillating.
That's pretty scary. The Kiss revival.
The Kiss.
Wish they put the makeup back on. They're pretty unattractive little guys, huh? One more.
Back to the Mick Jagger story.
Cub reporter Richard Nelson sent this one in. A 31-year-old Pusan man. I don't know where Pusan is, though. It's in Korea. Pusan man had part of his tongue cut off while attempting to forcibly kiss a college co-ed while intoxicated at Pusan National University last Sunday. Around 4:45 a.m., Chu Jung Ho, heavily drunk, accosted the co-ed, identified only as Kim, in the woman's restroom in the main school and forcibly tried to kiss her. Shocked, Kim bit off 2 centimeters of Chu's tongue.
Go, girl.
Go on, girl. Yeah. She was taken to the University Hospital to have surgery to attach the severed part, but it was unclear whether the operation has proved a success. The police, however, sought no charges against the sophomore, citing self-defense. The annual school festival was underway at the time of the episode.
You know, it's weird, though. In that Mick Jagger article, it's one of those. It said that if Mick Jagger never would have accidentally bitten the tip of his tongue off at a basketball game when he was 16, he'd never have that sultry, sexy voice that he has today.
What they really meant to say is if David Bowie didn't bite off the tip of his tongue.
Oh.
I think what they were doing was that they all decided, because they all ended up emigrating to America and they didn't want to be left out. They decided what they were going to do is they were going to circumcise each other. So that
tongues.
Yeah,
oh.
the most, you know, it's like how they,
right.
You know, when they castrate a sheep, you've got they get somebody to bite off the sheep's testicles because it's the most sterile way to do it. At least with these English guys, they were just circumcising each other so they can all move to America and feel at home. That's my theory on it. Anyway, we got these tickets for Sleepy La Beef next Friday at Maxwell's. Rockabilly giant, literally, star of the Exotic Ones and an absolute killer of a performer. And this is at this Friday, Maxwell's, 10 p.m., and opening is Simon and the Bar Sinisters, the lovely and talented Simon Chartier. What a charmer he is. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a record by a classic rock type of guy. He's not a huge major star, but he's a pretty big star. He's definitely written a lot of big songs. And I'll give you a hint. Eric Clapton and Mark Knopfler ripped off everything they did in the last 20 years from this guy. The number here is 678-7743. That's 201 area code 678-7743. Two tickets to the Sleepy La Beef. We got two pairs. Identify this rock star.
Do you you want to jump children? Do you want to jump children? Do you want to jump children? When I'm dry, but the food, that good old wine, make me oh so high. Do you want to jump children? 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 I'm in love with a girl, afraid to call her name. Big Jim, you know, I know you understand. Do you want to jump children? 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 Yeah. I'm sorry. Why, you really are. Yeah, Mr. Piano Man.
You ain't got cotton figures, no horn blowers, no horn blowers.
What is this? Hey, trumpeters, come here. Did I tell you I wanted any horn blowers?
Well, no, but...
Well, no but. No, sir, but.
Well, you said you wanted a full band.
Yeah, that's right. I said I wanted a full band, but not a band full of corn. Now get them horn blowers out of here. Jug-headed piano player. Hey, Ingerts, come here. Where'd you get this piano player in a turnip patch?
I'll have you know, sir, we're lucky to find him.
Find him? I don't think you found him. I think you went out and dug him up. Now drag him out of here and cover him back up. And while you're at it, play some music to dance by. Not this music to read comic books by. Not this music to read comic books by. I mean music to dance to. You know, rock and roll.
She goes to Walla Hop, and boy, she's no flop, that's Liza Lee. She wears tight sweaters, she looks so sweet. You see her on the corner, you say, heavens at your feet, that's Liza Lee. Woo, yeah, wow, what a dream, that's my lead. Well, I'll be a great big flop without a little look from Liza Lee. Well, I'm asking her a question this a Friday night. If there's another guy she likes. Well, I'll be a great big flop without a little luck from Liza Lee. Well, she gave my her answer, so soft and sweet. She said, hey, cat, I love you, you creep, Liza Lee. Woo, yeah, wow, what a dream, my Liza Lee. Well, I'll be a great big flop without a little luck from Liza Lee. Well, I'll be a great big flop without a little luck from Liza Lee.
What is this? What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get the musicians down here. I got friends on...
Game, having all the fun and a getting all the blame. Who in the heck gave you permission to date another guy? Who in the heck gave you permission? I wanna know. What's your game? You're doing all the cheating and I'm getting all the blame. Who in the heck gave you permission to date another guy? Who in the heck gave you permission? I want to know and why.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
This is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange, and I'm driving. That was the Caps from Miss Sally's hometown of Akron. What the heck? Bobby Mitchell did I Don't Want to Be a Wheel No More. Roger and the Marquis did Liza Lee. The Valcords, Bongo Love. Sonny Fisher did Pink and Black. The Dave Bartholomew Orchestra, Jump Children. And that trivia question item there, the first thing we played, that version of Ain't That Lovin' You Baby, was... The great J.J. Cale under his was recorded in the late 50s as the Johnny Cale Quintet. And he was a great guitar player back then, and he's still a great guitar player. He's the coolest guy. He's so lazy that when his record company told him he had a hit and he should go out on the road to promote it, he said, well, if I got a hit, why do I got to go out and promote it? He went out there like with a couch and a TV and sat on the stage playing guitar, watching TV. My hero. I like those Okies. And let's get some of these. What is with this Nazi thing? Cologne, Germany. An American dubbed the Farm Belt Führer is providing a major headache for undercover agents who claim to have neo-Nazi groups on the run in Germany, a top federal cop said this week. Disguised as skinheads, agents have infiltrated neo-Nazi groups and have prevented some extremist foreign attacks in Germany, which is nice to know. I don't understand why
farm thing? It's against neo-Nazis, or?
No, this guy is an American neo-Nazi, Gary Luck of Lincoln, Nebraska, who moved over to Germany to lead like some kind of neo-Nazi revolt over there.
Say no more.
You don't have to. Boy, people are so stupid.
What'd you say?
Anyway, speaking of stupidity, some moron paid 100,000 francs, which is $18,500, for a relic purportedly containing slivers of the cross on which Jesus Christ was crucified. Come on. No way. The buyer, a French woman who declined to reveal her name or to be photographed with the relic, reportedly planned to display her purchase in church. Anyway.
And as a tax write-off, I'm sure.
Yeah. But there's no way that this thing could be... Anyone could possibly know if it's authentic or not. What else is going on? One more quick one.
DuPont is the worst polluter in the United States, releasing 243.3 million pounds of toxic chemicals into the air, land, and water in 91.
The same DuPonts that were behind the anti-hemp legislation in 1938?
That's 35 million pounds from 90.
Is it the same DuPont corporation that manufactures 100% of the fluorocarbons in the world?
I believe so, Mr. Hound.
And the same DuPonts that, as I said, were behind the, in case you didn't hear it over the noise, single-handedly, well, them and the Hearst behind the anti-hemp legislation of 1938. They have once again, 10 years in a row, the number one polluters in the world. The same DuPonts who have, like, several of their family members in Congress.
Yes.
Well, three cheers for the DuPonts. That's what a sleazy, horrible...
And the very same DuPonts who probably are buying up all the untouched territory left in the world.
Well, they own pretty much all of Delaware, right? Is that where they're from? Delaware or Maryland? Hey, look, guess who's here? A day late and a dollar short.
Hey, who could it be?
The Vibe Mooster. I remember how to get him on the air there. Airline, is that Roscoe?
Hey.
Hello, Roscoe.
Hey.
What's happening in the Knicks game?
Oh, man, they're getting stomped.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. You know, that's all that sports crap is fixed. You know it's going to go seven games because all these, you know, beer companies have already bought the advertising time.
Definitely.
Come on, you know that. You know it was like the beer sponsors that had Michael Jordan down in Atlantic City all kept them out all night.
Right, look, Michael, you know, we don't really want to, you know, get you into any point shaving.
Yeah, I decided all sports are fixed.
Head shaving only.
Except wrestling.
There you go.
Well, what's the vibe, Rosk?
Well, the vibe is just a return to the vibe, you know. It was beginning to feel
good
like
day.
Maybe I would never, ever be able to do another vibe report.
How so?
You were vibeless?
Well, I've just... I don't know when the last time I've gotten through is. I mean, I don't think I've done one for, like, weeks.
Last one was,
I mean, I called last week, but I had the golf lesson.
Right, last
at 4:30.
Week, yeah, we had just started a set, and the week before that, the phone line was out.
Right.
So May 8th was the last live report.
May 8th. I wonder what was going on then.
Let me see if I can remember.
My childhood girlfriend, Marcia Anderson's birthday.
Really? Hold on, I'm switching phones and go to the calendar. May 8th. I don't know what was going on. I had been to a rock gig. I went to see
What's
Sugar.
Going on?
And I saw Nick Hill there.
Mm-hmm.
So Nick Hill says that they've got Shanae wired for sound now.
Shanae?
Yeah.
That's nice. Maybe we can get Adam Roth's gig there tonight on the air.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, I think they got it set up so they can do it anytime, really.
I remember May 8th because I was so hungover I could barely stay in my seat.
Was I involved in the night before?
No.
You had been to one of those green door things.
Yeah, it was Bob Bruin's party, and then I bar hopped my way home twice or something. I re-bopped my way home.
So what's on the Hounds fun agenda for the evening?
Well, let's see. Your choices are...
Oh, yes.
Listen, Adam Ruff is at Shanae, and Simon and the Bar Sinisters are at Nightingales, and the Senders are at the Divide, and Go to Blazers are at Maxwell's. Take your choice.
I think I'm going to go out there to Maxwell's.
Yeah, you're going to catch the Blazers?
Yeah, they're playing early.
Tomorrow night at Brownies, the Sea Monkeys with Dave the Spaz.
Who's that?
Dave the Spaz, he's the FMU DJ.
Oh,
The guy who was on the Joe Franklin show. They do the Food Emporium theme. They're cool.
Oh, really? Food Emporium.
And Roscoe's wife, ML Cortez, at Life is Art Cafe Tuesday.
Right?
Well, that's a week from Tuesday.
That's the same Miss Sally's
day that my gig is.
Oh, right across the... So you guys are dueling sides of the street?
Oh.
Yeah, but it's just like Mary Lee is going first on one side of the street. And then we're on
call
the
waiting?
Side.
So it's
yeah,
not this Tuesday, it's next Tuesday. Sorry.
What?
I was announcing it as this Tuesday.
I've never even been to that place.
It's right on my corner.
And
I've never been there either. It's just got such a dumb name.
Life is art.
My life is not art.
People are always coming to Brownies and asking me where it was.
Oh, well.
It's close, folks, in case you're wondering.
Oh, well.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, it's pretty nice outside.
I knew that.
I had one of those,
I've got a convertible.
Went to the pharmacy and had one of those, the 8-inch herb-crusted pizza.
Oh.
Anything like focaccia?
It was similar. It wasn't as puffy.
They make a great focaccia in that new place on A between the 13th and 14th.
13th and 14th. What's that? What place?
It's like some guy right off the boat.
Oh, it's a little teeny pizza place?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to try that, because I walked by there on the way to the post office.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So have you been to this new, that new sort of fish restaurant across the street from Sidewalk?
No, have you?
We've looked
in there. The idea of eating on that corner is just so repulsive to me, just like that whole out, you know, I hate the Sidewalk Cafe, I just hate all that.
7BA and all those places. So I just imagine it's just another overpriced tourist.
Didn't look that expensive. I'll have to try it.
They do have a late night raw bar, which is nice.
Yeah,
I might stumble in there some night at 5 in the morning.
They have a lot of selections, too. Like, I noticed that they didn't just have, like, one kind. You know, they got the Little Necks and the Cherry Stones and all that other stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a good selection. Well.
Well, Roscoe, welcome back to the Vibe.
Yeah, I'm glad. You know, it's better late than never. And I'll really be there next week.
You'll be vigilant.
Right.
Okay, Roscoe.
Okay. Check you later.
Aloha.
Ditto.
State of the Vibe report, folks. What more can I say? You know, let's get back into some more music. I got one here. I never played this one before. It's a good one. Bill Botiford and the Rockets.
A little girl.
Little girl.
A little girl.
Well, I'm coming home to see a little girl that'll wait for me.
A little girl,
yes, I'm coming home to see a little girl that'll wait for me.
A little girl, little girl.
I want my baby doll for my own. My honey child wants to get me all alone.
So come
home, baby, and make love to me.
Oh!
Constructive use.
Bye.
girl companionship denied because their demands are too forceful, too full of danger. Their violence, their hunger is too apparent, too basic. Songs of the day.
will come, baby. Cradle and
heart. Well, we all have a bag, and in every bag we have a thing.
Shake 'em by my way. Oh, Willie Mae, I come and shake 'em by my way. You're gonna drive me wild, you know I love you, child. Oh, Willie Mae. Oh, Willie Mae, I love you more every day. Woo! Oh, Willie Mae, yeah, I love you more every day. They say that love is blind, but baby, not of your kind, oh Willie Mae. You give me chills when we meet, like a bulldog walking barefoot on a cold, cold street, Willie Mae. I come and shake 'em by my way. You got the love I need, honey, yes indeed, oh Willie Mae. When we meet, like a bulldog walking barefoot on a cold, cold street, Willie Mae. I come and shake 'em by my way. Yeah, you got the love I need, oh honey, yes indeed, oh Willie Mae.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
And here, WFME restarts. Which one of you guys has been calling Miss Sally and hanging up?
Yeah.
Question of the week. Anyway, that was Al Casey there, Willa May. The Heartbreakers by request, not the ones with Johnny Thunders, actually the ones with Frank Zappa playing guitar back there, Cradle Rock. Steve Carl and the Jags did Curfew, the Three Jokers, He's a Bum. We opened up with Bill Botiford and the Rockets, Little Girl. Not a whole lot to say left except our next set is pretty sleazy. You know, we usually have a part of the news show for an R&B sexual assault desk. And
yeah.
Seems like the R&B artists of our day have taken the week off, but we managed to put together a set of R&B records.
Is the pedal song
with,
in there?
Dealing with sexual, no. These are even sleazier than that. These are basically have to deal with sexual harassment, sexual assault, and other no-good-nick type stuff. I'm going to kick it off with Richard Berry, Get Out of the Car.
I met a little chick in a neighborhood bar. Took her out for a ride in my brand new car. I said, hey, baby, move over close by my side. The chick moved way over to the other side. You got to walk on, baby. You got to walk on, baby. You got to walk on, baby, 'cause you just won't treat me right. Then we parked to look at the city lights. She said it really is a very beautiful sight. So I moved a little closer to her so I could see. She said, oh no, daddy, move away from me. Get out of the car, you got to walk on, baby. Right.
I said, look like we've run out of gas. The chick thought I was trying to make a little pass. She said, take me right back to that neighborhood bar. I said, are you kidding, baby? Not in my brand new car.
Uh-oh.
Get out of the car.
You got to walk home, baby.
But it's a long, long ways back to town, and I've got on my evening gown. I said, that's right, baby, and if you don't come on and treat me right, you'll be walking home the rest of the night.
Uh-oh.
Get out of the car.
You got to walk home, baby.
You've really got your nerve, haven't you?
Well, it was early one morning, at 3:30. I told my little girl, why don't you come with me?
Because it won't take long.
Was just 15. Good morning, Judge.
Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. I filed my income tax return. Thought I'd save some dough. I cheated just a little bit. I knew they'd never know. I got some money back this year, like I always do. They'll have to catch me before I pay Internal Revenue. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. My wife and I, we separated just the other day. Last thing that she said to me was, brother, you will pay. She said I'd pay her every week, I'd better never fail. I said before I send you a dime, I'll die right here in jail. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me.
When you live like an animal, anything goes. Just about all we want from you.
And when I did it, it sure was nice. Like my women weak, and I like my love and strong. I like my women weak, and I like my love and strong. I like to pat them on the cheek and hit them all night long. To take the wheel, cut out, and never come back. Don't do it. I done done it. Don't do it. I done done it. And when I did it, ooh, his shoe was nice.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, there you go. Sexual assault, date rape, all those good things in old R&B records. These guys are quite proud of their sleaziness. And I don't think anybody could actually record songs like that these days. I don't think anybody would want to, but anyway, Amos Milburn there, I done it. The Falcons sent up. That's astounding.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really a sick little record. Wynonie Harris, Good Morning Judge. Harris. That's kind of mild, but that's cool. Native Boys, It Won't Take Long. Ouch. And Richard Berry, Get Out of the Car. What can I say? Sleazier shit, you'd have to be hard to press to find on any radio show.
Give me the keys.
Anyway, let's just rock right through the last few minutes. I want to play some more of this Hazel record. I got this. I want to play. Let's hear this from the Blues Nighthawks.
Okay.
Hound here. It wasn't my fault that I played the wrong record. It's the label and the album cover have two different track listings, so it's Todd Abramson's fault.
Shame on you,
so,
Todd.
I'm not even going to read you. Let's just go on to the next one.
Okay.
Hello, baby. This is Hassel Agnes, star of Norton Records. And you are tuned in to the Hound on WFM. MU 90.1 FM each on New Jersey. New Jersey. And you are listening to the Hound. The Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound. Goodbye, baby.
Well,
like it's hot all night. We're gonna we might be going to bed tonight. So me and my baby,
that Hazel Atkins, eh? From the brand spanking new record called Test Pressing there.
How about it?
It's called, I was actually recorded by our old pal Rick Little on a cassette deck.
Rick Little.
Anyways, so that was, that was Hazel. We gotta go through these announcements one last time before we bail out of here. We got, Simon and the Bar Sinisters are at, Nightingales tonight, and our buddy Adam Roth and the Blue Devils tonight at Sinead, and tomorrow at Patty O'Reilly's. The Senders are over at the Divide tonight. Sleepy La Beef Maxwell's Friday. Go to Blazes Maxwell's tonight. The Sea Monkeys with Dave the Spaz at Brownies tomorrow night.
A cavalcade of entertainment.
Yeah, there's probably other things going on that I don't know about. The Scorsese Film Festival is going on until June 27th, and it's, if you don't know about it, it's basically one Martin Scorsese movie and then the movie that influenced that movie and, that he picked. He kind of did the whole thing.
In
it goes
his mind.
Through June 27th at Lincoln Center. Thank you, Miss Sally. Bill showed up here. Suggs.
Show me around.
Bill Suggs, WFMU Commandant. Anyway.
Much needed.
All right, Wild Girls up next. The Lord, the Crick. You know.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Big town, every night, Saturday night. Anything, anywhere, anytime. That's what I like. I hear the saxes screaming, the cats are swinging, oh, big town. Stand me on the corner, let me watch the chicks walk by. Big town woman, got a gleam in her eye. Got the cute little fights that make her so nice, oh. Big town, I left my baby, guess I let her down. Oh, love you, baby, but not like I love the big town. Love the bright lights are blinking, pretty girls are winking. Oh, big town. Thank you. given out Saturday night. Anything, anywhere, anytime, what I like. I love the bright lights of blinking, pretty girls are winking, oh, big town. Yeah, the big town. Oh, big town.
This is Lorne Green reminding you that children sometimes swallow things like W, F,
some of them.